This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. The Trump administration is jump-starting its effort to lay off most federal employees who work for the foreign aid program USAID. The latest from CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Federal workers challenged the layoffs in court, but a federal judge rejected their pleas to extend a stay on those job cuts. The result is 611 workers deemed essential have been notified. But the Trump administration, through the Department of Government Efficiency, will eliminate 2,000 other positions at USAID. While a fraction of worldwide employees will be placed on administrative leave. A separate judge ruled the administration must restore funding to USAID's programs worldwide, at least temporarily. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
In an email, Elon Musk is demanding hundreds of thousands of other federal workers explain what they recently accomplished. Republican Senator John Curtis tells CBS's Face the Nation.
It's not unusual in a corporate setting to have people report and explain what they're doing, especially if they're working from home. So I don't think this is a request is that difficult. I would ask my employees to let me know what they're doing.
Musk says he'll take failing to respond to his memo by midnight Monday as a resignation. Among those laid off, Greg Bufundo, who has rescued hikers and fought fires for the U.S. Forest Service.
People like me will not be available to help when the call comes.
The Vatican says Pope Francis is in critical condition now. Archbishop of New York, Cardinal Timothy Dolan.
I was part of the conclave that elected him. I've gotten to know him. And so I worry about him as I would my own father, because he is our Holy Father.
The 88-year-old Pope is battling pneumonia. Israel has held up the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners slated to be let go as part of the Hamas-Israel ceasefire deal. Reporter Miriam Hirschlag explains.
Israel says it's not releasing the 602 Palestinian prisoners for now because of what it called grotesque ceremonies in which Hamas paraded Israeli hostages and coffins in front of crowds. One of those coffins contained the wrong body, another reason given for the holdup. Talks on the next phase of the ceasefire deal are frozen as Israel decides whether to go for a truce or return to fighting.
President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration is expected to intensify. CBS's Christian Benavidez explains.
CBS News learned that the Trump administration is preparing to bring back Title 42, which would allow border officials to quickly deport migrants seeking asylum at the border over what the U.S. calls public health risks.
It was enacted in the first Trump administration during the COVID-19 pandemic. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us for the next Midday Magazine as we kick off the week with our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, Arsenic and Old Lace, and in part two, the Boys and Girls Club of Wisconsin Rapids. It's 4 to 5 on WFHR.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, temperatures in the low 30s and winds gusting to 25 out of the south. Winds continue to gust on Monday. They switch around to the west. We'll have partly sunny skies and a high near 45. Some sprinkles or flurries on Monday night with a low of 27.
It's 39 at our studios.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trigvi Olsen joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
Matters.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
True, you know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. Time to wallow in the mire. China, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on. Time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
Shut up!
Christopher Cross from his self-titled debut album. That was The Light Is On. It may be a soft rock album, but it's one heck of a soft rock album. And before that, we opened up the show today with The Doors and their first hit single, Light My Fire. Hello, everyone, and welcome. Time once again for Seth Faces the Music, the show that's never in the dark. We're always searching for the light. We're looking at the light side of things this week, everyone, so make sure you sit down and turn on whatever light you have, maybe your love light, maybe the light from the glow of your radio, whatever it is, join us, won't you, as we face the music together. Up next, we have one of my all-time favorite songs from one of my all-time favorite albums. From The Queen Is Dead, here's The Smiths with There's a Light That Never Goes Out.
Take me out tonight. People and I want to see light. Driving in your car. Oh, please don't drop me home. Because it's not my home, it's their home, and I'm welcome no more. And if a double-decker bus crashes into us, gripped me and I just couldn't ask. Take me out tonight. Oh, take me anywhere, don't care, don't care, don't care. Driving in your car, I never, never want to go home, because I haven't got one. And
The Four Tops from their album Keeper of the Castle. That was Turn on the Light of Your Love. Man, I love me some 70s funk. Stick around, everyone. Lots more to come here on Seth Faces the Music this week. Coming up next, we have one of the great pop stars of all time. She was relevant for four decades, maybe. I don't know. She's had hits in just about every one of them. And a very savvy business person as well. Here she is coming up in her mid-90s form when we get back here on WFHR.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
Got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic than before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Threatens everyone.
chapel.
Those doo-wop groups. That was the Solitaires with Light a Candle in the Chapel. And before that, we opened up this set with the one, the only, Madonna. Ray of Light from the album of the same name. Coming up next, I'm real excited, everyone. I get to play a band from my home state. They're not as well known throughout most of the country, but I think they have a very solid Midwest following. They are kind of a Wilco, maybe Uncle Tupelo type country. Well, doesn't matter. Just listen. I'm very, very happy to be playing for you the Jayhawks from their album Tomorrow the Green Grass. Here's Real Light. From their album, I Like Fun, my favorite band, that was They Might Be Giants with When the Lights Come On. Stick around, everyone. Lots more to come on the show. Just around the corner, we have a big... Well, actually, this song has been covered by just about everyone. If you're a blues or an R&B guy or lady, you've probably sung this song live, and there's been oodles of recordings, but I think this one is probably my favorite. That's coming up next on WFHR.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
CBS News Brief. Employees with a foreign aid program, USAID, are finding out if they've been deemed essential, the rest will be fired or placed on leave at midnight. CBS's Christian Benavidez says many other workers received an email from President Trump's cost cutter, Elon Musk.
Federal workers were given until Monday to explain what they got done last week or risk losing their jobs.
Parishioners are praying for the Pope.
In our faith, you know, we believe death brings new life too, so whatever God's will be done, and, you know, we're praying for him unceasingly.
Pope Francis is in critical condition as he battles pneumonia. U.S. Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff is hopeful Hamas will release all of the remaining Israeli hostages, including New Jersey-born Edan Alexander.
One of President Trump's most important objectives is to get all Americans home, and we're going to be successful in getting Edan home, I believe.
Witkoff on CBS's Face the Nation. CBS News Brief, I'm Heather Bosch.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, temperatures in the low 30s and winds gusting to 25 out of the south. Winds continue to gust on Monday. They switch around to the west. We'll have partly sunny skies and a high near 45. Some sprinkles or flurries on Monday night with a low of 27.
Right now, it's 37.
Wisconsin women's basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Without a warning, you broke my heart. You took it, darling, and you tore it apart. You left me sitting in the dark crying. You said your love for me was dying. I'm begging you, baby, baby, please. I'm begging you, baby, baby, please. Turn on the light. Let it shine on me. Turn on your love light. Let it shine on me. Let it shine, shine, shine. Let it shine. I get a little lonely in the middle of the night. I need you, darling, to make things all right. Come on, baby, come on, please. Come on, baby, baby, please. Shine on the light, let it shine on me. Shine on your love light, let it shine on me. A little bit higher, a little bit higher. Just a little bit higher, a little bit higher. Come on, baby, come on, please. I'm begging you, baby. I'm down on my knees. Turn on the light. Let it shine on me. Turn on your love light. Let it shine on me. I feel all right. I feel all right. I feel all right. I feel all right, baby.
try, cause you know that I like shining in the light. There's so much writing on this life and how we write our love song. Your bed door, yeah, ring, cause I wanna come in. Ooh, turn your light on. Look at us, you and I, back at it again. Cause I love to love to love to love you.
An artist who gets more and more impressive with each release. That was Lana Del Rey with Let the Light In. And before that, we heard from one of the all-time greats, Bobby Blue Bland with Turn On Your Love Light. Coming up next, everyone, we have a man who changed music, at least one instrument forever, when he started recording in the 1950s. Of course, he was recruited by the great Chess Records, Leonard and Phil Chess, the brothers that opened that fabulous studio and record label. Of course, with label mates Bo Diddley and Chuck Berry and Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, there was a lot of great names, but this man was very, very revolutionary with the harmonica. Here's Little Walter, Blue Light.
what you gonna do when you get the girl?
I'm gonna get messed up in a God-shaped hole.
And hey, Mr. Harvey, what you gonna do?
I'm going downtown for some bad juju.
Hey, I'm going downtown to Mr. Gigolo.
Well, damn right I am.
Nick Cave from what is possibly the greatest soundtrack album of all time, Batman Forever. That was There Is a Light. And that's going to do it for hour one of Seth Faces the Music this week. Don't worry, don't fret. Keep the light on, everyone. We're going to be back in just a little bit with hour number two. Don't go anywhere.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 13th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 12th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Conexus Cares, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit us at uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390. We hope to see you at Power of the Purse.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on Air.
Oh, Randy Manner is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. President Trump's cost cutter Elon Musk is demanding tens of thousands of federal workers tell him by midnight Monday what they've accomplished in the last week or face layoffs.
The backlash to Musk's stark order was immediate, and not just from labor unions.
Please put a dose of compassion in this. These are real people.
Utah Republican Senator John Curtis telling CBS's Face the Nation it's not so much the request for information he objects to, it's the way Musk handled it.
It's a false narrative to say we have to cut and you have to be cruel.
There's a lesson to learn about Washington. Even your ideological counterparts will protect their turf. Within hours, the new leadership at departments, including state and defense and the FBI, all told their workers, ignore the email. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Pope Francis continues to battle pneumonia. CBS's